3 months after being elected president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai is moving forward on a promise of amnesty for former Taliban soldiers. And his government is considering a broader effort toward a national reconciliation. In some provinces, that process is already underway, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The U.S. military here in eastern Afghanistan, where the remnant Taliban are most active, have long tracked former militiamen near the rugged Pakistan border. One fighter in U.S. Army sights was Jan Botts. Colonel Gary Cheek, who's in charge of U.S. operations in Afghanistan's 16 eastern provinces, calls Botts a known facilitator of Taliban operations.
When we started tracking him, we had an option here. We could attempt to determine where he was, cordon off the area, and either kill or capture him and take him off the chessboard, so to speak, as a leader.
But after discussion here with the governor of host province, the chess pieces shifted. The governor and local tribal and Afghan officials, Colonel Cheek says, coaxed Botts in for a series of conversations.
It took about 2 weeks for him to eventually come in and sit down with the governor. And the governor discussed with him his future and, I believe, convinced him that, hey, there is a better way for you. And so this man, Botts, signed a formal declaration of his allegiance to the government.
Today, Jan Botts, former Taliban, is the police chief in the Nakazaruk area of Paktika province.
Well, I say yes, we do trust him.
No peace agreement was ever signed with the Taliban after the ultra-strict Islamist regime was ousted by U.S. and Afghan forces in the fall of 2001. But in some areas, peace looks like this: ad hoc deals facilitated by tribal leaders. It's these kinds of moves the Afghan government, backed by the U.S. military, hopes to replicate in other parts of the country.
The broad concept is that those that don't have war crimes in their past, it would appear, would be eligible to come back in, and that's the vast majority of the Taliban that are out there.
Army Lieutenant General David Barno commands U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Barno says bringing more Taliban soldiers back into the fold is essential if Afghanistan is to build on the progress of last fall's elections.
I know from our own contacts and our own intelligence that many of them want to come back in out of the mountains and out of the snow, rejoin the economic process in the country, and I think that will have a big effect on, absolutely a positive effect on security here as we go into the spring.
In a rare public statement attributed to Mullah Omar, the renegade leader of the fundamentalist Taliban denounced what he called false rumors of amnesty and U.S. tricks. Afghan and U.S. officials say Omar and about 100 of his top lieutenants are in no way eligible for amnesty or any reconciliation. And Afghanistan's Chief Justice Fazil Shinwari recently made clear that Taliban foot soldiers who committed war crimes, those, quote, whose hands are stained with blood, are not eligible either. The problem is, it's not just Taliban hands that are stained. Ethnic Tajik and Uzbek warlords, including some who helped the U.S. oust the Taliban, are accused of atrocities. That raises larger human rights issues for the Karzai government, says Afghan expert Barnett Rubin.
People will ask, what about the leaders of other groups who committed war crimes and not only are living in Afghanistan, but in many cases are in positions of power?
This month, 80 former Taliban fighters were released from a U.S. military prison north of Kabul. That spurred rumors of a wider pardon of Taliban in U.S. custody. Rubin says it's vital that more gestures like that come from the U.S. military in order to convince Taliban that coming in won't mean a one-way ticket out to a prison cell in Cuba.
One of the main reasons inhibiting Taliban who might want to return from surrendering is their fear that they will be denounced and arrested by the Americans and sent to Guantanamo for indefinite detention with no judicial review and possibly for torture.
Afghan tribes have a long history of shifting alliances. U.S. Major General Craig Weston believes that despite Afghanistan's complex ethnic mix, Afghan culture will help open the way for forgiveness.
You will see strange incidents where groups of men, militia forces, will fight each other and then call it quits, lay down their arms, and go have tea together. It is that kind of culture that makes me believe that these Taliban, over a period of time, can be brought back into society because they're going to have to forgive.
After 2 decades of violence and civil war, he says, the Afghan people are ready for forgiveness. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.